Buy you lunch?
Oh, no, thank you, Bailey. I have other plans.
Oh, plans, you say? Well, I think you'll change your mind when I tell you that I happen to have a 2-for-1 coupon at Bounty Burger.
Oh, that does sound wonderful.
But what do you have to beat it?
Haute cuisine from La Maisonette. Andrea's having it catered in.
Oh, well, what the heck. I guess I'll have to slam down 2 half-pounders myself.
WKRP. Mr. Carlson? He's in a strategy conference. No, he didn't say that's part of the strategy. Thank you.
May I help you?
Oh, I'm... Jennifer?
Joyce! Oh!
Why, you certainly aren't the same girl who stumbled in here from Rock Pile, West Virginia.
Rock Throw.
Oh, wherever. Boy, look at you now.
Well, how are you? Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, first of all, I'm still in broadcasting, but I'm not a receptionist anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm an account executive for a rep firm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I moved to Cleveland.
Oh, that's nice.
Dog diggity, boom, what you do to me, boom. Have I got a deal for you, Jenny Pooh.
Hi, little guy.
Joyce. Joyce!
Hello, Herb.
Oh, listen. Ixnay on the little guy stuff, you know.
Little guy? Ooh, gee, I don't know, Herb. I think it kind of suits you.
Jennifer, could you... Hi there. Could you give me a hand with this? Good gravy. Is that Joyce Armour I see? The best little receptionist I ever had? not the first best. not second best either. I mean, she was the first. But not the first.
Easy,
best.
Easy, Mr. Carlson, you'll hurt yourself.
Do you want me to help you untangle that?
Oh, no, I can do that.
No, that's okay, Jennifer. Thanks a lot. Joyce, huh?
Gee, it's so good to see you after all this time. And Jennifer and the little guy and...
Little guy? I'd forgotten all about that big guy, little guy.
If anybody wants me, I'll be at lunch.
Roger, LG.
Here you go, Jennifer.
Oh, what do you want me to do with these?
File the complaints about Johnny. And, you better call the police about the bomb threat.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Same old office, same old desk.
Yeah, same old fish on the walls. You know, I haven't hauled in a big one since.
Florida Keys.
Yeah, and I'm going down there again next week.
Gee,
boy, it's good to see... You always did know what I was going to say before I did.
But do you still try to dictate your memos, or does Jennifer type them up from longhand?
Oh, well, you know, we really haven't gotten around to that yet.
How's Carmen?
Carmen. Oh, excuse me. Carmen is great. And she's a little busy now with the new baby and all.
The baby? Oh, I didn't know. That's wonderful.
I got a picture here.
No, that's okay. I'll see it later.
Take my word for it. She's a beauty. She's a year old now. Her name's Melanie.
Well, why don't I look at all the baby pictures over lunch at Emilio's?
Oh, gosh. I got another luncheon appointment in half an hour.
Oh.
Emilio's?
Yeah.
Boy, I haven't eaten there in ages. To tell the truth, I've really been looking for an excuse to get out of this luncheon. It's with the Liver Advisory Board. What am I going to tell them?
Why don't you tell him you're all tied up? That's great.
Could you pull up the number? I'll give it to you.
We both want Oklahoma and get the spread. Oklahoma? Why Chinese bookie, John?
He takes slow pay, gives good egg roll. All right, that was the Greg Ken Band. It's 12:47. This is the doctor. I'm sitting in today for Rex Earhart, Cincinnati's airhead of the airwaves.
What is it? You think we're gambling here, right?
Another merry mix-up.
Do you guys remember what I said I was going to do the last time you pulled
Andy,
this?
I called the police. They're on their way.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
The police?
Little harsh, Travis.
No, it's not about that. It's about the bomb threat.
Excuse me?
Bomb threat.
Excuse me?
Come on, wait a minute, you guys. Now, you know what happens when a station gets a little more popular?
We all get raises?
No, we all get bomb threats. We get prank calls. You gotta call the police. It's standard procedure, but these things are almost always hoaxes.
See, now, we'd have felt a lot better if you said they were always hoaxes.
What are always hoaxes?
Bomb threats, Lance.
Actually, they're almost always hoaxes.
Consistently a ray of hope.
That bombing last month in Dayton, that one was real, all right.
What bombing?
Someone blew up Channel 73, right in the middle of the John Davidson show. It was awful. Later, a group calling itself Black Monday called and claimed credit for it.
Who?
Black Monday. Now, get out.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir, it's Black Monday. Supposed to go off at 3:30.
Jennifer, we'll be at lunch.
Mr. Carlson, this is Officer Mardigan.
Oh, fine. What can we do for you?
Leave the building.
Fine.
Yeah, this will be a full building search. What's that? Oh, you have a nice day too, sir.
I suppose I should get Mr. Travis for you.
Now, come on. Now, listen, we have a responsibility here to our listeners.
Right. If I die, who's going to teach the children about Bo Diddley?
Bomb squad.
Yeah. Well, not the whole squad. I just look for them. The fire department guys dismantle them.
Well, great. Would you please tell these guys not to panic?
Don't panic. And leave the building.
There, you see?
Yeah.
This is almost always a joke, right, sir?
Oh, no. Not since the John Davidson incident.
Okay. You guys are going to have to broadcast from the transmitter. Now, do you know where it is?
Tall thing with red lights on the top out in the country. We'll find it.
Can we talk about this outside?
All right.
One of you should take some albums, though. And I'll put on a tape until you get down there.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, go back in there and get the albums.
Need I remind you that the police are going to search every inch of this station, including your desk drawer?
I'll get those albums.
Here's some other pictures of the baby. This one, she got her first tooth.
Oh, she's adorable. Hmm. She must really keep Carmen on her toes.
Yeah, I guess so. She usually sleep when I get home.
And the baby?
Carmen.
Don't blame her. How's little Arthur?
Oh, she's great. 15, wants to join the PLO. Well.
Do you have the time?
For what?
It's
1:30. 1:30. My goodness, I'm going to have to get back to the station. I got stacks and stacks of work piling up on my desk.
Arthur, remember, I am one of two people who knows what a crock that is.
Oh, yeah. Well,
unfortunately, I have an appointment. I never did get down to business.
Down to
Well, I should have brought it up sooner, but believe it or not, I was kind of shy.
You were.
How about this afternoon?
Beg your pardon?
Well, you could come to my hotel room at the St. Mark.
Couldn't we just talk on the phone?
Oh, no, we could not talk on the phone. This is a hot proposition.
Well, I don't think that I... Well, what I think is I should get back to the station and find out what those police are.
Oh, Arthur, I'm leaving for Cleveland this evening.
Oh, gosh, bad luck. Have a good flight.
Why don't I call you when I get back to my hotel room? I'll be there all afternoon.
Goodbye, Joyce. Thanks for everything.
This is the doctor bringing you an afternoon of commercial-free music.
Feedback, John.
Can you fix it for me, man? commercial-free music is something I'm sure our sales manager is not enjoying half as much as we are. And Venus Flytrap, fascinating rhythms. Venus Flytrap will be with us a little early today with all the music that one man can carry. Speaking of music, here's the Tubes, the tune called Talk to You Later.
Boy, this place got some real history to it.
Ample evidence of a once proud civilization.
Andy said this used to be the original WKRP studio.
Yeah, looks like the original WKRP dirt.
Yeah, I think you're right. This place is a dump. What's Andy gonna call?
Oh, boy. Maybe they've blown up the building.
No, no. See, the signal's still coming across the air. It goes through a doohickey back at the station.
I'm in awe of your technical expertise.
I just hope that phone's not out of order.
So do I. I gotta get a call through the wing.
Why? Oh, Venus, my man, look at this. Did you ever see such a name on a horse?
Terminal disease?
No, the one under that.
Oh, Fever's Break, wow. You know, hunch bets are really dumb, John.
Hunch bets? The gods are screaming in my ears.
I still think they're really dumb.
Okay. Wayne.
Give me 25 on the nose.
Sure. Wayne? Big John here. Listen, in the third... Wayne? I don't believe it.
What?
He put me on hold. What kind of a bookie puts people on hold?
The kind that runs a busy Chinese restaurant.
This is no excuse. I mean, there are priorities, you know.
Yeah. What's post time?
It's 3 o'clock.
Well, you got 3 minutes and your record's running out.
Oh, no. Doctor, here, bye-bye. Here's Venus.
Thanks, John.
Wayne.
We got a special early evening here with nothing but wall-to-wall music. Now featuring the magnificence of the late Bob Marley.
Wayne.
Hello? Andy, this is the biggest news story we've ever had, and we're sitting on it.
Oh, it was only a threat, Les. There was no bomb.
Maybe. You know, Andy, this could get me on Al Schottelkotty's 6 o'clock evening news.
Oh, yeah, he's good, Les.
Or maybe even, dare I say it, the evening news with Dan Rather.
When are we supposed to make up all the commercials this little prank has cost us?
Well, Herbert, just about any time. We can run make goods till the cows come home. I shouldn't have to remind you that most of our sponsors canceled this year.
Not my fault.
Herb, all I'm trying to say is maybe no commercials is a good idea. Helps build ratings.
And what about the news, Andy? Why can't I go out to the transmitter, too?
Well, Lester, by the time you got out there, Johnny and Venus will be back here.
The news must go on.
And it will, Les. Just get ready for your regular 4 o'clock cast. Busy.
Oh, there you are. You know I had to wait outside to get in this building?
Oh, that's because the police were looking for a bomb.
Oh, did they find one?
They covered every inch of the building. It was a hoax.
Huh. Well, you carry on. I'm going to go call my wife.
Well, there goes a man without a care in the world. Still busy.
Still busy.
Come on, man. I'm trying to do a show here.
I'm sorry, man.
If you don't get through, don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world. It's just a long shot.
I live from one long shot to the next, man. This is different. He can't lose.
You better hope he does. It's 3 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Wayne.
It's a beautiful day.
Please, God. For the running. Anything you want. My album collection, my band, my clothes.
And they're off. And it's Charter's Choice moving to the front. Doris's Chili coming up fast on the outside.
See, he's no rules. Everything's going to be fine.
Third,
no, he
isn't. Barbara still Lights, don't understand. Gentleman Joe, you? Mellow Friend, Autumn Night, and trailing the field, it's Fever's Break.
See?
Nothing. I just called to say hello and to tell you that I love you. You do? Thanks. Listen, Carmen, I got a great idea. Yeah, I thought I'd slip out of here early, come by, pick you up, and go out, have a little dinner, and then maybe take in an early movie, huh? Oh. Oh. Yeah, well, I understand. It's, you know, it's just that we haven't seen very much of each other lately. No, my feelings aren't hurt. I mean, I know about babies. Are any of your feelings hurt? Ah, yeah, okay.
Oh, no. I'm not going out without you. No. No, uh-uh. What? Well, just because, that's why. Ah, come on now, don't insist. Huh? Well, listen, well, really? Well, yeah, maybe, sure, yeah, I'll just, you know, stop by, have a drink at the club. Hmm? Yeah, okay, sweetheart. Yeah, bye, I love you too.
Fever's break, the 80-1 long shot in this race, and a stunning come-from-behind victory pays off at mutuals of $166.40 to win, $72 to place, and $34.60 to show.
Well, what the hell, huh?
Easy come, easy go, John.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, man.
No.
Besides, we got a job to do here, mister.
You're right there, sir.
Well, give me the toolbox.
Sure.
I think it's still locked.
That's okay.
Bet they're doing this on purpose. Bet they got the phone off the hook just to frustrate me. I could see them looking at each other and laughing at the thought of me going crazy. Well, it won't work!
Grace under pressure?
Travis, you know that budget meeting you've been wanting to have with me?
Yes, sir, for some weeks now.
Well, you're in luck, Travis. Tonight's the night. I could go late.
I don't think so, sir.
No.
For one thing, he's going to help me reschedule all these spots.
I see. Oh, last minute we could discuss why you can't have that helicopter. You always like to do that.
Well, not now, Mr. Carlson. I'm sitting on the biggest news story of my career.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Herb would enjoy socializing with you.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just go on home. Maybe catch the Dukes of Hazzard.
I would like to discuss why we do not have any female DJs.
Yeah, I guess what I'm going to do is just go right on home.
Well, nuts. Mr. Carlson, Joyce Armour is on line 2 for you.
Oh, really? Well, maybe I'll take that in my office. I kind of need the exercise.
Andy, have you noticed?
Oh, excuse me, Jennifer, but I need to get some sound for my 4 o'clock news report. I'm about to spring into action.
Of course you are.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Les Messman. We're speaking with Andrew Travis, program director of the station that received the bomb threat this morning. Tell me, Mr. Travis, where were you when you got the note?
Oh, come on, Les.
Pretend you don't know me.
All right. I was in my office, Mr.
Messman.
Right. And I might add that I think you're making more of this than it deserves. It's merely a hoax. That's what I suspected in the beginning, and that has turned out to be the case here. Mr. Nessman, is it?
Yes. And so you weren't alarmed, even though the note was signed Black Monday?
Yes, that's right, Wes.
You don't know me. You have heard of me. And so you weren't concerned, even though Black Monday was in the news last month for blowing up a television transmitter in this reporter's hometown of Dayton.
Yeah. You see, most successful radio stations get this sort of thing all the time. Transmitter?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord, that's it.
the transmitter last.
There you have it, Dan. Back to you in New York.
Hey, big guy. Travis wants to cancel.
Is that old Spice?
What do you want, Herb?
Just a situation report, that's all. No commercials, no money, no station, no job.
No time.
You could have had class, Venus. Could have been a contender. Could have been somebody. Instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Things could be worse, man. You could be sitting back at the station on top of a bomb.
Yeah,